When I was little, my grandmother had bird feeders and a bird bath in her backyard. Some of my favorite memories growing up were listening to her tell me everything she knew about the feathered friends that visited her yard daily. How amazing would it have been for us to be able to capture images and videos of that experience and to be able to share them with others? Well, if you're ready to take your backyard bird watching to the next level, FeatherSnap makes Wi-Fi enabled smart bird feeders that blend the best of technology and nature. Get a high-def glimpse of your feathered friends with a top-of-the-line camera so every visitor can be seen with clarity and detail. A unique dual-feeder bin helps attract more species, and built-in solar panels keep your camera's battery going strong. FeatherSnap's mobile app creates a truly immersive experience, allowing you to collect and organize your favorite pics and videos and earn badges along the way. Best of all, FeatherSnap offers expert-trained AI identification of more than 275 North American species thanks to their in-house ornithologist. Check them out today at feathersnapcam.com. That's feathersnapcam.com. As most of you know, I'm a big fan of the outdoors, and most of my time is dedicated to beekeeping and gardening-related discussions. But you probably did not know that one of my responsibilities as a kid was caring for our houseplants. Yes, part of my $5 a week allowance went towards making sure all of the houseplants were healthy and happy. We used to have shamrocks, Christmas cactus, philodendron, and more. Which leads us to today's podcast sponsor, and a special thanks to Palm Street. Palm Street is the best live shopping app for the plant lover community. You can buy and sell rare plants, crystals, ceramics, and other unique goods. Connect with trusted plant sellers and nurseries that sell nationwide. Shop 24/7 and with live human customer support. What I love most about Palm Street is joining a live stream where sellers walk through all the details and characteristics of the plants they're offering. You can get live answers to your questions and see what questions others have asked as well. It's such a great way to engage for buyers and sellers. And as a special offer, new users will receive $5 app credit, 10% off their first order, and up to $6 off shipping for 3 orders. Palm Street, available on Google Play or the App Store. Hey, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to Beekeeping for Newbies. Thank you so very much for taking the time to listen. I do appreciate you. And as always, feel free to reach out to Jeff at beekeepingfornewbies.com. That's N-E-W-B-E-E-S.com. Well, folks, I'm still going to call this episode 61. It's not really a full episode, but I wanted to have some way to at least be able to, you know, give a category to everything or keep track of things numerically. So we're going to call it an episode, but it's going to be a little bit more brief. The reason I'm doing this episode today is because I wanted to talk about something it's really important to me as it relates to the podcast. You know, for the first probably year or two, I would put episodes out, but I didn't really read feedback. It's one of those things where there's so many trolls out there. There's so many people that just always want to have something negative to say. And I kind of don't want to deal with it. You know, I don't know. I mean, having feedback is critical to improvement. Like, if you want to get good or better at anything, having somebody who is positive and constructive and says, you know, like, hey, Jane, that was a really good job you did with this thing over here. Hey, next time when you're doing that, if you can also do this, this, and this, I think it will really help you get to your, you know, get to the next level and elevate your game. Just doing things in a constructive way. And I recognize that there are a whole lot of people out there who do that. They do a really great job of encouraging people, lifting them up, and helping them to be better at whatever it is they do. Unfortunately, we have a whole lot of people who, for whatever reason, they feel like since they get to hide behind the computer screen or behind the phone, they can just be mean and they can say whatever they want and they can do whatever they want without repercussion, without any kind of, you know, fallout for their behavior and the nasty things they say. So I just kind of was like, you know, I'm not going to read the feedback. I'm just going to do the best I can. I'll look at the number every now and then. So 1 through 5 scale, you know, hopefully it's a high number, but I'm just not going to worry about it. Well, then I started thinking about it. I'm like, you know, I have to be a big boy. I'm going to have to just read it. And if somebody is an idiot, then let them be an idiot and just move on. But I really want to know what people are saying. I want to know where I can do better. I mean, this whole thing isn't for me. You know, I know how to beekeep. The whole thing is to help all of you become better at beekeepers. It's to take someone who's thinking about beekeeping, who's scared to death. It's to take you from scared to death to, oh my God, I love my bees. They're so much fun. Like, that's what we're trying to get to. So I was reading feedback a couple of years ago and somebody said something like, I don't know, it was like a 2-star maybe. And they said, you know, this is definitely not meant for new beekeepers. You know, he used all kinds of terminology that, you know, that nobody really knows anything about. And I blew it off. Like, I literally was like, whatever. Because in my mind, I had a plan. I had an idea for how I thought people would and should be consuming the podcast. But that wasn't based on anything. It was just my thoughts, my idea of what I expect. You know, I created expectations around something that were based on nothing. So I completely blew it off. I was like, oh, whatever, you know, and crybaby or whatever. I didn't say that, but I was just kind of like, all right, well, whatever. I'm sorry you're unhappy. And the more I thought about it, like every now and then somebody would mention something about, you know, a negative comment, or I would just randomly think about, you know, like 6 months later, I'd be like, I wonder what that guy was talking about. But then it dawned on me. Not everybody starts listening to a new podcast and says, oh, hey, let's start at episode one. It's really, really common to just jump right in wherever they are. Like, if I was going to listen to Joe Rogan as an example, I'm using that because I think he's probably like the number one podcaster in the world. I'm not going to go back 10 years or 5 years or whatever to when his first episode is and start watching the first episode. I'm going to go ahead and say, okay, what was he playing Thursday, Friday? Like, well, you know, what is his most current material? Now, when I started the podcast and I started around episode zero and episode one, I said, hey, we're going to be doing things sequentially. I'm going to try and create these building blocks and you can go every week. And I explained all of that way back then, you know, like back at the very beginning, I explained that it was really intended to be sequential. So if you start with episode one, I mean, I'd have to go back and double check, but I think you started episode one. By the time you get to like 2022, somewhere in that area, that's around the time we got the Bee Buzz episodes going, where I was answering a lot of emails, questions from the Discord room and other things. But if you go back to like that area, by the time you get to about episode 20, you've got the foundation. All the terminology is in place. Everything you need to know to build on, you know, the rest of the episodes are just filling in the gaps and learning new things, but they're all around those first, you know, 10, 20 episodes where you learned the terminology, you learned the what, the who, the where, the how, and all that. So I wanted to just kind of put this out there. First off, I want to apologize to whoever I was wrongfully upset with about that comment, because I think that their point definitely has some validity. I mean, I can't start every episode. Like, as an example, this is episode 61. So if today, if we were going to be talking about hive bodies, right, I wouldn't say, hey guys, welcome to episode 61. Today we're going to talk about, you know, what we need to do when we need to add honey supers to our hive. I wouldn't say a honey super is a box that you put on top of another box. Now, that other box is called a brood chamber. Now, the brood chamber can be like, I'm not going to go back and re-explain everything, right? But I think it could be helpful if maybe on my end, if I said, hey, for those of you who are new, if you're not familiar with some of these basic things, go back to episode 5. That's where we discuss it in detail, and then continue on. So I just wanted to kind of put this out to all of you. One, I mean, I work for you, right? I'm accountable to you. So if you see something or you hear something or you're not tracking something, anything that comes up where it's not making sense to you, let me know. Let me know how I can reference another episode to get you up to speed. Let me know how I can fill in some gaps. Like, my previous episode that I recorded earlier was episode 60 about small hive beetles. This podcast has been here for 4 years. I've done episodes around IPM, which is integrated pest management, but I haven't really discussed the hive beetle all that much. And it's critically important. We talk about it in the Discord room all the time, but it hasn't been a part of the podcast. So I wanted to make sure that you all know that if there's something missing and there's a gap we need to fill, let me know. Now, as it relates to the podcast specifically, I still really, really suggest, if you're new, if you're just listening to this episode as your first episode, or maybe you just started listening at episode 55, 56, and you're kind of noodling your way through, go back to episode 1 and start going through each one. Like I said, once you get to around 20 or so, you've probably filled in most, you can probably easily fill in the gaps, you know, through other ways. But I definitely recommend trying that out. Also, get into our Discord room. There's links for the Discord room in the description of this video and everywhere. I mean, if you go to Beekeeping for Newbies, it's newbees.com. We have links to our In the News stuff. We have links to the Discord room. There's links for all that on that page as well if you can't find it anywhere else. But join that Discord room and come in there and you can chat with us all the time. I mean, at this time of year, it's busier. It's slowing down a little bit, but from like March through about August, September, it's pretty active. It will slow down a little bit in the fall. That's just it's a seasonal kind of thing. But we've got a great group of people in there who like to laugh and joke around and have fun. And we do everything we can to answer all the questions we can in a timely manner. But like I said, I'm going to wrap this up. This is really meant just to be a really quick thing. And I just wanted you to understand that if you can watch this sequentially and you can listen to the podcast sequentially from number one on, I think it'll help you out and it'll be a little bit easier to kind of consume things as you go. One thing I am going to do, and I have a really long to-do list and I'm really far behind on a lot of it, but one thing I am going to do is I'm going to go back and I'm going to do video for episodes one through whatever it was that I started adding video into the episode. So it's a lot of content that I'm going to be videoizing, which is the technical term for it. But I will be adding in all of this material over the coming months. I'm going to really focus on that during the off season. So that way when we've got nothing going on from October through February, I'm going to try to get that ramped up so that you can watch it on YouTube if that's what you want to do. All right, folks, that is all I've got for you on this one. If you have any questions, comments, feedback, please leave the comments below. Shoot me an email, jeff@beekeepingfornewbies.com. It's NEWBEES.com. Outside of that, take care, be kind to one another, and remember that I love you and there's nothing you can do about it. We'll talk to you soon.